The market savaged Australia's best-known investment bank, Macquarie, today amid concerns about its ability to repay debt. The stock price plummeted, falling by more than 23%. Investors dumped Macquarie after ratings agencies downgraded its credit outlook, and Macquarie's assurances failed to quell concerns about its ability to refinance billions of dollars in funding. From its highs, just shy of $100, the stock has lost close to three-quarters of its value. The falls are lending weight to claims by critics that the Macquarie model only worked during an era of cheap debt and rising asset prices. But the critics are also being blamed for its woes. The corporate watchdog is investigating complaints by Macquarie that hedge funds betting on a fall in its stock price are spreading false rumours. Economics correspondent Stephen Long.
Alan Moss, the former head of Macquarie, had a regular spiel that he used to reassure investors. He trotted it out last year after US hedge funds began targeting the Australian bank.
We manage every day in Macquarie Bank against the assumption that today will be the day that a once-in-a-generation disastrous event will occur. We model the whole bank, got the whole bank, every risk in the bank, in a big model, run it every single day. We run it on the assumption that today the equity market will open gap down 10%, 20%, 30%, 40% with corresponding changes in bonds, currency, commodities. It could be a really bad day.
But Macquarie is having more than one bad day. Its share price is being savaged in perhaps the worst credit crisis the world has known. And when the stock market falls 2, 3 or 4%, Macquarie gets hit 4 or 5 times as hard. Today was the worst yet for Macquarie. Its share price fell below $26 during trade, down more than 23%, and a far cry from its highs just shy of $100 back in the good old days of cheap debt and rising asset prices. Macquarie is being hit by investors who fear it won't be able to refinance debt and hedge funds that say its business model is flawed. JP Morgan banking analyst Brian Johnson says they're wrong and the criticisms are superficial. But with the stock under attack, yesterday he issued his clients this timely warning.
While we believe the hedge fund short Macquarie arguments do not bear close scrutiny, the fact is that the direction of Macquarie Group's share price is telling us Macquarie Group is irrevocably broken. In this environment, with hedge funds driving the agenda, it is hard to identify a catalyst to turn Macquarie Group's share price around.
So how low does it have to go before Macquarie is in serious trouble?
Oh, look, that's the $64 million question. The international hedge funds that have quite publicly been disparaging of the company have been shorting the shares from $80 down, and I imagine they're still short. But like all things, it overshoots, and it will probably overshoot in this case as well.
Roger Montgomery from Clime Asset Management. He's been a long-run critic of the Macquarie model, but he can't see the parent company failing, even though the freeze in credit markets will cruel its profits and spell tough times.
Look, the reality is the guys at Macquarie are some of the smartest guys in the country, and if there's any group of people that I would put some confidence in, it would be those guys. Having said that, though, this is really uncharted waters for a lot of financial institutions, and I personally am in no rush to be buying financial institutions in this environment.
Macquarie plummeted today after ratings agencies downgraded their credit outlook for the company. It's desperately trying to reassure the market that it will be able to refinance billions of dollars of debt, but without success. There's an almost perfect correlation between the fall in Macquarie's share price and a surge in the cost of credit contracts providing insurance against debt default by Macquarie. Macquarie has $46 billion in funds maturing this year, and it reckons it can fund more than $30 billion of that out of cash and liquid assets, but it still has to find billions of dollars in a tough market.
Their cost of funding goes up, and that puts pressure on margins, obviously. So there's a combination of a number of things. You know, the cost of funding potentially rising, a reluctance or a cautiousness on the part of counterparties, and then combined with that, a sort of drying up of deal flow, and that demotivates staff.
For months now, hedge funds have been driving down Macquarie's stock by short selling, taking bets that its share price would fall. Among them, the Kinnikos Fund, run by the famed US investor Jim Chanos, who picked Enron as a fraud. This is what he told PM last year.
I guess the heart of our criticism of the bank is the model itself, the so-called Macquarie model. The underlying economics, in my opinion, are flawed.
The Macquarie model is well known. It scours the world buying assets, everything from toll roads to bowling alleys, flips them into separate funds and collects management fees all along the way. And its funds have borrowed against the rising value of those assets to pay shareholders. It's a model, say the critics, that can only work during an era of cheap debt and rising asset prices that is now very much in reverse. The model may or may not be broken, but it's facing its toughest ever test.
Stephen Long.